This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, we are ready to go. Episode 101. I'm Grant Paulson, joined as always by Toby Altizer. Producer Darius Dameron is with us as well. Toby, the spring breakout was a huge success all over Major League Baseball. Really good idea. Nice way for all of the kids to take part in big league caliber games in spring training against other prospect teams. And we got to see the challenge automated balls and strike system on display as well. I think all around for baseball, whoever came up with the idea, give them a raise. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a great idea, especially for the Nationals. I mean, this is the squad that so many people cared about, right? I mean, it's seeing Brady House out there, seeing James Wood out there, and even the guys that maybe we know about that you guys, maybe a more casual fan, don't even know about. You get to see TJ White have a good game. You get to see Travis Sikora out on the mound, Cole Henry striking out the side. So it was really cool, a great idea, even just all around baseball, seeing all the young guys get out there and be put on a bigger stage than maybe they'd get an opportunity to do, because maybe they're not going to be in the big leagues this year, but down the line they will be. So I loved it. It was really cool for the Nationals, and hopefully they do more of this.
Yeah, a couple of highlights. Cole Henry for the Nationals struck out the side in his inning. He had to feel really good about that. Henry was untouchable in the minor leagues a couple of seasons ago before succumbing to injury and eventually having to have thoracic outlet surgery. He's had a fine camp, and the punching out of the side in the second inning in the showcase was a big deal for him. The third inning was pitched by Sikora. Gave up some loud contact, but the teenage right-hander who throws 100 miles an hour was 97, 98 with his fastball, also got a strikeout. In fact, his strikeout was on a challenged called ball that was a nasty slider that was in the strike zone. He got a punch out. The results weren't quite as good for DJ Hers, who gave up a couple of hits and a run, and Harleen Susana, who gave up 3 hits and 2 runs. Although I will say, Harleen Susana about advertised. He sprayed the ball all over the place, but he also touched 103 miles an hour in his inning out of the bullpen, which, I mean, there aren't pitchers right now on the planet that throw 104. There's only probably, you can count them on one hand, the guys who can touch 103, and one of them is in the Nats system.
Yeah, I mean, Susana was throwing straight fire. Now, it didn't necessarily go well in terms of results, but that's always fun to see a guy throwing 100. I think the guy that didn't get enough credit because of an error in his outing, but Jackson Rutledge looked good in an inning. Now, James Wood dropped a ball in right field because of the sun, and he even struggled on the ball that he did end up catching. So he gets an unearned run on his tally. But I thought in his inning of work, Jackson Rutledge looked really good. But honestly, the star of the show might have been on the hitting side, Grant, and that was TJ White. I mean, he tore it up. And this is a guy that isn't necessarily right there in the top five for the Nats, but he looks like he's got a bat that could play, and it's going to take some time for him to get there. But what he's been able to do in spring training and what he did in the spring breakout game, and I think he had a couple RBIs in a game after that in the big league club. So really cool to see TJ White do well as well.
It's funny. White is now 30th out of 30 prospects on MLB Pipeline. There was a time where he was fringe top 10 in the system before they added so much talent. And guys like him and Jeremy De La Rosa and Darren Baker, who are much higher ranked, are now in the bottom of their top 30. But he's always been younger than the level he's at. TJ White's only 20 right now as he gets ready to start the season. And he's likely to be, I guess he'll probably repeat A-plus ball because he didn't hit very well last year in about 80 games. He was sub-200 with his batting average. But if you look at it, you know, he was 19 in A-plus, which is very young. He was 18 in A-ball with Fredericksburg. Like, you don't really see that. I've got questions about the bat. He's kind of graded as a 40 hitter, but it is big-time power. As you said, you saw him hit the ball off the wall. Above average, big league power ultimately. Not a great runner. You'd think kind of he looks like an athlete. He's about 6'2", you know, 205 to 210 maybe. But he doesn't run very well, but it's a good arm. He's a decent fielder. They've got him mostly playing first at this point. He was 17 when he was drafted, which is part of why he's been so young at his level. South Carolina area kid, who was a fifth-round pick, just outside of the top 140 selections, and the Nats gave him about $400,000 to sign. But he's a switch hitter. The profile's pretty good. 2023, as I said, was ugly in terms of hitting just 170, only six homers in 77 games. But Wilmington's not a fun place to be buried, essentially, and that's where he was. But he does walk, you know, 12%. Walk rate. He'll take pitches. He's got a pretty good idea of what he's doing at the plate. You got to cut down on the strikeouts, though. 36.4% strikeout rate, especially when you're not hitting for huge power in game, which was the case last year, is going to be a little bit of an issue. So I would say, you know, he's at, right now in this system, he's not a guy that you would expect to end up being an everyday player, but you just move him along and let him handle his business and see where it goes, because he's a decent enough athlete with a decent enough profile that you got a shot.
Yeah, and two more things that I wanted to point out, more so just as a take note of it. Yo-Yo Morales played first base in this game because Brady House was playing third. So we've talked about that a little bit. You know, assuming these guys make the majors down the line, that you would think one of those guys is going to have to move to first. Yo-Yo's already playing first over there, so that's notable. And we talked about Trey Lipscomb. We're going to talk a little bit more about Trey Lipscomb. He was playing shortstop in this game. So we talk about him at third base, winning a gold glove last year in the minor leagues. We've seen him at second base a bunch this spring training. He's playing shortstop in this game. So he can play all over the infield, and he's someone that can be a super utility guy. I think he's shown in spring training that he can give you a little bit more than just being a utility guy off the bench. I think his bat can play. But either way, he can play short, he can play third, he can play second, so he's a valuable piece for the Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.